Justin Barcia, you are the king of Bercy. Congratulations, and talk about tonight's main event.
Tonight was crazy, for sure. Starting out in the beginning of the night, it got taken out by a few French riders, and just it was pretty crazy. And track was gnarly today. There's some gnarly ruts, but main event went really good. I told myself I wasn't going to get the whole shot. It was probably going to turn ugly because I was probably going to have to hit some guys, and I probably would have got tangled up again. So
right.
To get the whole shot was key for me, and I rode a 15 smart laps. I don't even think I really had any gnarly mistakes, so
right.
I was very happy with that.
Like I was telling Sorbols here, you know, the pressure was on you, the 7th gate pick or 6th gate pick, and you know what I mean? You had to make it happen.
Yeah, I definitely had to make it happen, and like I said, I told myself I either get the whole shot or probably get last place getting tangled up with the guys. So, got it.
Early on, Chisholm made the gap up to 1.5 from about 3. Could you see him, or did you know that? And did you pick it back up, or did he make some mistakes? Talk about that.
Chisholm, you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of seen he was behind me,
uh-huh.
And I definitely started laying it on a little harder, but okay. I told myself he wasn't going to pass me, so.
Right.
But, he was riding awesome. I could see him catching a little, and then yep. It kind of fell back a little, so he rode good.
And then, like we were talking earlier, how cool it is now, you know, Jeremy McGrath, David Villeman, Rick Johnson, Jean-Michel Bill, you are now on that list.
Yeah, I love how you know all the guys and I don't.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of bummed because all I could think of was Jeremy McGrath. I didn't know all the other guys. But to be on that list is
right.
Sick, I think. You know, those guys are legends.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
And then what'd you think of the race itself? Like, is it three nights? Is it hard to keep the intensity up every race, every time you're out there?
I'm young, so I didn't get too tired. I mean, it was fun for me. It's definitely long and very stressful on the nerves and stuff like that, but I think it was a great event. The guys that put it on did a great job, and uh-huh. I'd definitely come back again.
Right. And it must be cool to have 16,000 people just booing you. Like, not cool, but, like, I don't know, just exciting, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm about to try to walk through the mob of this crowd right here. I'll probably get my ass whipped before I leave, but... It's all good. No, they were booing pretty serious.
No, I know, but like, I mean, whatever. It was just French. You did it to a French guy, and like, if you went to America, and you know, yeah,
it had to be done.
Right.
Yeah.
No, like exactly. Look at you and Preston. Sorby and Preston got into it. Everybody booed Sorby. It's just the way it is.
Just the way it is.
Where's your trophy at? What are you gonna do with your trophy?
I gave all my gear away, boots, helmet. I pretty much gave everything away, so hopefully they'll fit my bag now.
Right. Good job. Hey, good job, and we're looking forward to seeing you on the East Coast.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.